There is something to be said about being in the presence of God. There's something to be said about singing God's praises. There's something to be said about coming together and doing something in one accord. You know, I'm standing here, and what I can see, you can't see. You know, and after we have a time of praise and worship, and when we begin to worship God, there is a unity that comes within the body. And as we unite all with one purpose, with one aim, in glorifying Him, in blessing Him, somehow the Holy Spirit comes and touches us. And when I look down and I look at your faces, you're all beaming. You're all beaming with the glory of God, with the praise of God, with the presence of God. You're all smiling. Yeah? Now, did you plan it? No. Did you know you were smiling? Did you know you were beaming? Probably not. But there is something about being in the presence of God. There's something about worshipping God that releases His glory. Yeah. And that's why God encourages us to say, praise Him. Come into His courts with praise. Yeah? We come with thanksgiving. Not only does it benefit Him, because the Bible says that He sits on the throne of our praises. He adores when we praise Him, when we give Him adoration, or when we accept Him for who He is and what He's done. God loves that, and that's why He made us, for fellowship. So when we come into His presence and we give God what He wants of us, in return, it bounces back on us, the reward. It's like going out to work. I don't believe that there's anybody in here that is working, that goes to work, and after a month comes home and don't expect a salary. When you work, you expect to receive. You expect a return on your investment, on your time, on your talent, on your energy. You expect a return. And there's something about when we do the work of God and we're in His presence and we worship Him, the return is God says, oh, I will bless them. And as we worship Him, He in return blesses us. Amen? When you're feeling low, when you're feeling sad, when you have challenges, the best place to be is in His presence. The best thing to do is to worship Him. And that's what we talk about when we say trust God. Even though we don't know what tomorrow brings, we still have the potential and the ability to trust God. And when we trust God, we're letting Him know that, hey God, I know You got my back. Even though I can't cope, even though I don't know what's going to happen, I'm resting in You. And that's what the scripture talks about when it says rest in Him. Amen. You can only rest in Him if you know Him, any pastor.
That's right.
You can't rest in someone's ability, in someone's talent, in someone's gifting, if you don't know them. And so if you want to abide and believe God's word, or want to experience God's word, you've got to believe Him. You've got to know Him. And so He invites us to come in and to rest in Him. And when we rest in Him, we get the reward. Even though we don't know what tomorrow brings, we know that He says, I will never, ever, ever, ever give you more than what you can cope with, than what you can deal with. And I know you know this because we've covered this for months, but it's a fact that you have to keep echoing. Because when you're in deep waters and you think, why is this happening to me? Why am I going through this and I'm serving God the best way I can? I'm reading my word, I'm spending time in prayer, I'm paying my tithes, I'm serving in whatever way I can. How can this be? And we sometimes wonder, how can this be? But when we trust in His awesome power, because His word says that He will never, ever, 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 ever give me more than what I can bear, I say, God has faith in me. Because look what stands before me. There is something that I don't know. There is something that I don't know, but somehow God's put this obstacle in front of me, and I'm going to get through it. I'm going to get through it because He has given me the ability to. And He promised me, He made me a promise, He made me a promise, He made me a promise, and He's not going to break it. One of the things that I always remember in bringing up my children is that children take your word and they hold on to it. And I realized and I learned, never tell a child you're going to take them to the beach, you're going to buy them a lollipop, you're going to do anything unless you know you're going to deliver. Because they don't forget it, and they come back and say, remember that? You said you're going to do this. Oh, but you can't change your mind. You said it. And they hold you to your word, and you kind of think, right, you know something? These guys believe in me. They believe me in such a way that they just run away and laugh and play because they know that later on this is going to happen. They take my word serious. And I remember sharing with you once that they trust you so much that even once I shared with you that in the bedroom we had bunk beds and the kids would be on the top bunk bed and I would walk in the room and all of a sudden Naomi would shout my name, Dad, and I would turn around and she would jump off that bunk bed right towards me. And I'm thinking, I turn around and I just about managed to catch her, and I'm thinking, you didn't tell me you're going to jump, you didn't warn me, you just shouted my name and then jumped. And that is the level of trust, but it frightened me, because I'm thinking, Dad is serious. Supposing I didn't turn around, I didn't act that quickly, I mean, what could have happened? But it's demonstrating a level of trust. That is what God wants us to have, that level of trust, that when things stand before us, we know that He is going to bring us through, because He said He will never give us more than what we can bear, because He's a faithful God, He's a trusting God. Hallelujah. So we have everything to live for, because we have a Father that understands our weaknesses, understands our strength, knows our challenges, and He is there for you and for me. And so I can rest in His peace. I can rest in the assurance that God has my future, even though I might not know my next step. God knows it. And we're encouraged to take one step at a time. Amen. So if I have the faith just to take one step, take the one step. Don't worry about the second step. Once you've taken it, then you say, God, we're next.
Yes.
And little by little, by little, by little, God will reveal. And before you know it, you've traveled 2 miles, you've traveled 2 years, and you said, wow, how did I get this far? You know what I mean, Dad? How did I get this far? I didn't know God was able. I didn't know where God was taking me. I cried out to Him and I didn't hear His voice. But guess what? One step at a time. Turn to your neighbor and say, one step at a time.
One step at a time.
One step at a time. One day at a time. And God will take you through. When I look back, I said to myself, God, You've been good to me. I didn't see it coming, but Lord, You just made a way where there was absolutely no way. We have a future in Him. We have a God that understands, and a God that cares, and a God that makes provision, and a God that does miracles. Amen. There is a miracle around the corner for you.
Amen.
You don't know about it, but God does. He makes a way where there's no way. Sometimes that means creating a miracle, and He will do it for you, because you're His child. You're His daughter. You're His son. Amen. Precious in His sight. And so I rest in Him and trust Him, because God is more than able. We were singing a song earlier on this morning about the eagle and flying high like the eagle. You know, and when you really analyze that song and you think about it, it's an awesome song. It's really powerful. Really powerful. Soaring with wings like an eagle. You and I, we know, Pastor done a study on the eagle. And we know that the eagle flies how many miles above? 2 miles, 3 miles up. His eyesight is sharp. And he doesn't fly and struggle, he soars. Amen. But there's also a little bird that can also be a big bird, but in a different way, called a pigeon. And sometimes it's our decisions that divide us from being a pigeon or an eagle. The decisions that we make, the things that we do, the way we trust God, I don't know if any of you here are pigeon mothers. If I have a confession, which is not a very nice confession, I will confess I don't really like them. Partly because where I live, they used to make a whole lot of mess right at the doorstep. And I had to put things up to stop them pitching on the house and in the gutter, because they just make so much mess. They make a lot of mess. But not only do they make mess, they also make a lot of noise. Have you ever heard them? There's two sounds they make. Two sounds, and I don't like any of them. I'm sounding very negative this morning. God's creation. Forgive me, Lord. I'm trying to be honest here. They make mess, and they make noise. And they love to chatter. They love to chatter. Sometimes it may just be nonsense, just talking for the sake of talking. We don't want to be like pigeons that just make noise and make mess. I don't want to leave mess anywhere. If I make a mess, I want to clean it up. If I'm talking, I want to talk and inject life and positivity and hope. I want my chatter to be, as Philippians 8 says, you know, let my talk and my life and my words be full of love, peace, joy, patience, good confessions. Amen. And so we want, as believers, we want to be effective in how we communicate, what we say, what we do. Yeah. So let our talking and our confession and our communication be positive in God. Amen. Remember, I started out by saying two things. I said that we have a choice to be pigeons, like pigeons or like eagles. It's all about a choice. A pigeon does not fly high. He wants to be near the ground, to make a choice, to make noise. He wants to be able to pick up things and get in my way. Yeah? But an eagle, it's not so. An eagle chooses to fly high. He chooses to fly high. He chooses to soar above the nonsense. He's the cream of the cream. He knows who he is. He doesn't have to mix with the pigeons. He knows I am better than that. Why? Because this is how God's created me to soar. I am on the shield and the helmet and the flag of many nations because I am great. That's the eagle. I want to say to you that you have a king that reigns inside you. You have a Lord that is full of majesty. And God exhorts us to be like the eagle, to rise above all the noise and the distraction, rise above it and soar in the heavenlies. Did you know the higher you go is the further you can see on the horizon? Amen? Yeah. The higher you go in Christ is the further you can see and understand and communicate with Him. When we rise above temptation, above the noises of the media, social media. Listen, social media is such a good thing in many ways. It allows us to see so many things, to get involved. It allows us to do business online without even leaving the comfort of our living room. But it's also such a heavy force of distraction. I see folk that come home and just go straight on social media, no interaction, no self-development, but just entertainment. Oh, what's this TikTok going to be saying? What's that? And what we don't realize is that all the creativity that we have no time for. Because social media comes in and it takes all the spare time, all our energy, all our brain cells, and it diverts it on something that's meaningless. It might be entertaining, but how does it benefit you? You see? And so we have a creative creativity. God has given us, made us creative. And the way that we're creative is when we use our brain. We need times of silence. And when I look back on those times I used to go away for weekends, just to Ashburnham, no radio, no telephone, no TV, nothing. And it's just me and God. And for the whole weekend, I'm just praying, I'm just walking. And I always wonder, why is it so productive? Why do I feel energized? Why do I feel as if I've accomplished so much by doing what would seemingly be nothing? And then I realize, I have time to think. There's no clutter, no distraction. Try it. Try it. One evening, just go into your room after work, after school, after play, and just meditate and just think. And don't be distracted by the phone. Put it on mute. Turn it off. Drop it in the bath. Yeah? And just see. Just the thinking process. Thinking about yourself. Thinking about God. Thinking about tomorrow. What's my plan? And you'll be surprised how life-changing that can be. Yeah? So, I'm just saying, allow that creativity. Everything that we see, the tablet, the glasses, the Bible, recording things, everything came out of a thought. Someone who spent time to stop and to think, how can I get away from those old overheads? Do you remember the old overheads we used to have? A little square box that you put a thing on it and it projects it onto the screen. Do you remember the old overheads? And they probably, someone probably just thought, there's got to be a better way. There's got to be a simpler way. And now we reap the benefit of the projector just projecting on the wall. I mean, it all came out of creativity, meditation, relaxing, giving yourself space. You will be surprised what can come out. Great businesses. You interview an entrepreneur or a businessman, and you'll see that there is a lot of time he or she will spend just thinking. Could you do me a favor? Just nudge your neighbor and say, just think. Go on. Nudge them harder. Just think. There's something so deep and creative about thinking and using your mind. Amen. Something powerful about it. And that's why that verse says in Romans, it says, when we renew our minds, how do we renew our minds? By thinking, by meditating on these things, God's things. Amen. So you can be a different man, a different woman, if you think on the things of God. When you think on God's things, don't rush out of His presence. Stay in the silence. Just think. Lord, what are you saying to me? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, is this what you're suggesting? But nobody else has ever done it. That's the point. That's when the ideas come. That's when God speaks into your spirit and gives you something. Every creation came out of a thought. But we've got to give ourselves time to think so we can absorb and hear what God's saying. Give ourselves times not just to think, but to also listen. Amen. God speaks to us with the inner man. And if we want to hear how God is leading us, how He's instructing us, we've got to be silent, listen, and think. Amen. God is good and He's made you. We are only using, I understand, a very small capacity of the brain power that God's given us. And God wants us to unlock that. We unlock it through Him. As we enter into His presence, He will reveal. And that's why so many beautiful worship songs are being written now, because they've spent time in God's presence. And people are saying, where do you get these words from? They're so deep. You know, even the song we sang, Eagle's Wing. Oh man, they've spent time in God's presence. And God gave them something to hold on to and to share so we can benefit. God has given you something that you can hold on to so you can share.
so everyone can benefit. Every one of you. You've got something that God's given you that you can share. But you've got to dig deep. Spend time listening. Think. And then act. Amen?
Amen.
And let's see what God will give you to share to me. Amen? May I dare enough to say, I wonder if anyone's going to come back next week to say, guess what? God dropped this bombshell in my heart. Never been done before, but guess what? It's possible. Believe me? It's possible. It's possible. So let's live in Him and trust Him. Let's be eagles that fly high and see across the horizon. Amen? Because God has higher heights and deeper depths for us, and He wants to take us places. And I sure do want to go. I want to meet my full potential in Him. I want us to all meet our full potential in Him and be strong in Him. Amen?
Amen.
So trust God. God will never fail you. And even though you have the challenges, that's what life comes. That's what happens in life. As long as we're alive, we will have challenges. But the glorious thing about it is that the challenges are what we can cope with, what we can bear. And He promised that He will be with us through it all. Amen? The songwriter said, through it all, I've learned to trust in Jesus. I've learned to trust in God. Through it all, I've come to depend upon His word. Not upon my thoughts, not upon politicians, not upon policy, but I've come to depend and to lean and to trust in His word. Hallelujah. Bury the word in your heart. Love God, live God, and live the word. And believe God will transform your life. Amen. I'm going to leave it there. I know it's short, but I'm going to leave it there. But I'm going to just say one thing before I sit down, and I'm going to say, is there anyone here that has any questions? Is there anything that I've said that you might want to ask a question about? I'm just going to give you a moment or two so we can answer those if that's the case. If not, then we will move on. Are there any questions this morning? Don't be shy. I see smiles, big smiles. Any questions? Go on, go on, go on. If no questions, then what we're going to do, I'm just going to ask us to stand right where we are. Yeah? Just stand right where we are. And I'm going to ask you all, as we've been praying about God touching our lives, doing something deep within us, I'm going to ask you to just pray to God and say, God, here I am, Lord. Help me to soar like an eagle. Lord, help me to rise above criticism, rise above circumstances, rise above challenges, and just look to you. Lord, here I am. Help me to hear your voice clearly. Teach me, Lord, how to be still and know that you are God. Oh, Lord, here I am, Lord. Teach me, oh, Lord. Oh, God, as I come to you this morning. So can we lift our voices? Let's just speak to Him this morning. Speak to your God. Speak to Him. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 He kasandada bashike loboso. Hinda la lavi kende de bosondo I kasamba yedikesha. Dolo lobose nekesha. Dala la kesenda la lava kesha. Hundo lolo pasikeshen dala la la kasamba yedikesha. Bo hinda. Yes, Lord, 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 yes, Lord. He in the kiss and modification, la 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 la. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, Lord, yes, yes. Yes, Lord, yes. Yes, Lord. Oh, God. Oh, God. This morning, Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you, Lord, that we have that awesome privilege, Lord, of being in your presence. We thank you this morning, Lord, that, Lord, even though some have given up on us, Lord, you haven't. You'll never give up on us, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you hold us tight in the palm of your hands, Lord, because we are the apple of your eye. I thank you, Father, that, Lord, you believe in me. You believe in us. And Lord, you've secured a future of tomorrow. And Lord, though we may not know what it is, Lord God, I thank you that, Lord, you're in control. Lord, I pray that you help us, Lord, to take one step at a time. One day at a time. And Lord, to not do it alone, but to lean on you. And to fully trust in you. Help us this morning, Lord. Help us, Lord God, to soar as an eagle, Lord. Help us to hold and to take your word and to feast on it, Lord. And to live in hope, in joy, and Lord, in your peace. Thank you, Father, that, Lord, you're in control. And Lord, if you're not, Lord, we want to make you in control this morning. We hand our lives over to you. And we say, Lord, take control. Be Lord of my life. Lord, as I give it to you. So, Lord, have your way. Bless me, speak to me, and lead.